Welcome to Woman Crush Wednesday on 97.9 The Hill. I'm Allie Evans, and each week I'm chatting with motivated women in the Chapelboro area and highlighting their impact. This conversation is made possible by Mosaic Comprehensive Care, a unique medical home providing innovative care for the whole person in a non-judgmental environment. Hey, y'all. Welcome to this week's Woman Crush Wednesday conversation on 97.9 The Hill. Today, I'm joined by Emily Ragland, the owner and founder of Communiteam LLC. Her organization was founded on the belief that all children deserve an opportunity to develop in a healthy environment. Communiteam facilitates professionals and families, ensuring school-aged youth with unique needs are set up for success. Welcome to Woman Crush Wednesday, Emily.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Tell me all about the goals of Communiteam.
So my goal right now is to focus on supporting students, kindergarten through 12th, in addressing and understanding kind of their emotions, their behaviors, and how that has come from perhaps results of trauma. I think a lot of times we think trauma is a singular event, but it can be ongoing. So something like COVID and being isolated, not going into school settings, that's traumatic for students. And I think teachers deserve education around how to support students who may be acting differently than they could or were last year.
And I think that's interesting to bring up, because when people think trauma, like you said, they think one isolated incident, but they also think there's almost like a threshold of how bad something has to be considered trauma.
Right.
And you just made the point that every school-age child has experienced something traumatic in the
Absolutely.
Past 19 months. So everyone sort of needs that little wellness check, especially little ones. As adults, we can say something feels off and we can go ask for help, but little ones don't really know how to navigate bad feelings.
That's so true. We see kids acting out. We see kids reserved or not wanting to go to school mm-hmm. or not wanting to leave their parents, but we may not say, why is that?
Yep.
And so our job as advocates to and for children is to say, why is he or she or they acting this way? And who in their support system can we discuss engaging with so that they feel more supported? And
right.
I think that really comes down to training, and that's what I'm here for.
There's a habit of treating the symptoms and not the sickness.
Absolutely.
When you look at a child and they're upset and they're acting out, or like you said, they don't want to go to school, they're not doing well in school, rather than focusing on like, why is my child having a moment right now? What is the thing sort of behind the curtain when you pull
right.
it back that's actually causing these moments? Not just, hey, stop shouting, stop crying, stop screaming, here's this to make you feel better for the next
yes.
10 minutes, but how can I make you feel better for like the next
long-term.
10 years?
Yeah.
I love those viral videos of teachers. They offer a hug or a high five or a handshake, a dance, kind of in the morning before school starts. And I think so many people have seen those and not really realized what they are, but that's a mental health check
Absolutely.
For little ones.
Absolutely.
Especially if you have a little kid who most days they choose the dance party and then all of a sudden they choose the handshake. It's like
yes.
that is a reminder of what's going on. So they don't have the same resources to share
Absolutely.
Their feelings or frustrations. And I feel like that's a lot of what you do at Communiteam.
Yeah, that's a great point. And I think that's true. I mean, we don't always ask kids what's going on with you, but we see them tell us in ways that maybe impact us.
Mm-hmm.
And so they impede on our ability to teach successfully, and it impedes perhaps on our ability to support them as parents, but we may not say, well, why is that though?
Mm-hmm.
And so like you said, mental health checks as adults,
mm-hmm.
we have maybe the drive to work where we kind of think about how we're feeling and what we need to put in our back pocket for the day, but kids don't have that opportunity.
Right.
They just get, you know, the day starts.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's our job to sort of not only ask them, because they sometimes may not know what's going on with them.
Yeah.
So when we see something that just seems a little off, and especially as empaths, which most teachers are, that's why they do what they do, we have that internal voice saying, something might not be right with him or her or they. And who is it that I can turn to get some support?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're here for, is to give them training on understanding trauma, understanding what it looks like, how kids may share it with us, and then how as advocates we can help them through it.
And asking the right question, I think there's been a shift in adults to where I don't like asking people, what do you do for a living?
Right.
What do you do for work? I like to ask people, like, what do you do that makes you happy? Or
yes.
how are you feeling today? When people lose a lot of weight, or I never say, like, oh my gosh, you look so great, you've lost so much weight, et
right.
cetera. I say, like, how has this made you feel on the inside?
Yeah.
And I think that shift to little kids rather than, I say little, but school age kids, rather than what did you learn today? How did you feel today?
I agree. And I think what that allows for teachers too is to remember that kids are humans mm-hmm. and not robots. And I struggle for teachers right now too. I worry for them about the expectations put on them and how they're expected to have kids come back to school after not being in the building for perhaps 2 years, or first graders who have never been in a school setting coming in this year, and the expectation is that they're just going to go teach these kids. Mm-hmm. I think that's unfair to expect without putting tools in their toolkit.
For sure.
And that's my goal here, is to just give them an extra few tools in that toolkit so that they feel like they have some places to turn to and some information to rely on as they help kids not only learn, but become young humans.
Well, thank you so much for joining me this week. I think this has been so helpful and informative, and I've really loved learning more about you and about Communiteam, so thank you.
Thank you for having me. It's been great.
You can find out more information on Communiteam by visiting goodparentsgreatfamilies.com or by following Communiteam LLC over on Instagram. Woman Crush Wednesday is presented by Mosaic Comprehensive Care. Meet their team and learn more at mosaiccarenc.com.
For this and other Woman Crush Wednesday interviews, visit the 97.9 The Hill on-demand page of chapelboro.com.
See y'all on Wednesday.